One of Pope John Paul II's and Pope Benedict's deepest wishes has been the union of Christianity's churches of East and West. For well over half a century, a once small community in France's southern Burgundy region has been trying to put that desire into practice. Taizé has grown into a worldwide ecumenical movement, especially involving young people. It has become a byword for ecumenism based on prayer and meditation. Taizé is the name of a unique monastic community in France that groups more than 100 men, Protestants and Catholics, from 25 different nations. Young people from all over the world visit Taizé to be part of community life for a week at a time. Depending on the season, the number of young visitors each week ranges from a few hundred in the winter months to several thousand during the summer vacation period. During Holy Week leading up to Easter, more than 10,000 young people flock to the community, by far the highest number of visitors of the whole year. The Taizé community was founded in 1940 by Brother Roger, who remained its leader until he was killed in 2005. Its current prior is Brother Alois, a German Catholic appointed by Brother Roger to be his successor. In a recent visit to Rome, Brother Alois was received in audience by Pope Benedict. Afterwards, he spoke to Susie Hodges about the Taizé philosophy and his meeting with the Pope.
He had so touching and wonderful words about Brother Roger after the death of Brother Roger, and still 1 year afterwards, at the anniversary of the death of Brother Roger, he spoke in such deep words about him, and this created for us a very deep link. And he was very interested in how the community continues and what is happening with the young people. Yes.
And what message did he give you for the Taizé community?
He encouraged to continue on the way of looking for Christ, going towards Christ with the young people in the communion of the church. And this was also the message of Brother Roger. We cannot find Christ without the communion of the church. To open ourselves for the others and to look for Christ, this is the same movement. And I think it's the same perspective that we have in Taizé together with the Holy Father.
And what do you think makes Taizé unique? Because it's often described that way, isn't it?
No, we are not unique. We are one community, a monastic community that lives in the church and that wants to give a contribution for reconciliation. And today for the question how to transmit faith to the next generation. But we do this together with so many people.
Now, I know that Taizé is visited each year by thousands and thousands of young people. What do they tell you they're seeking?
A sense for their life. And I think for many young people this is really an existential question now that they bring, they formulate it less or more clearly, but they come with this question. And what can give sense to my life? How is it possible to believe today in God in our modern society where we are minority? Young people suffer sometimes from the fact that looking for faith brings them in a situation of minority. Nobody understands this. And to deal with these situations, that's important.
And what kind of feedback do you get afterwards? Can you tell us about some particularly memorable feedback you get from some of these young people? Some chance remark?
Oh, so many letters we receive or young people who come back. Often they say, for example, in Taizé, the silence has been important for me. And isn't this astonishing? In our society where young people want to always to have a noise and always fill out silence, because silence means solitude. The modern life does not give a place for silence. Very often they say silence has been important, and this means that they discover perhaps in Taizé a deeper longing that is present but that does not come to the surface in daily life. The same thing with simplicity. People say the simplicity in the life of Thésée. It has to be simple because the young people give a financial contribution to the life there, and we cannot have very luxurious means in Thésée. But the simplicity, and this also goes against the modern life, so a deeper longing is awakened.
How easy was it for the Thésée community to carry on after the horrifying assassination of Brother Roger, an act of violence in a community of peace?
Yes, it was horrifying, yes. But at the same time, we were carried, and I cannot say it in a different way, we were carried by God and by the communion of the Church. And this allowed that we continued immediately to continue to welcome the young people, to continue the prayer life, to continue with the European meetings, to go to Calcutta, to go now to Bolivia, to go into the situations of the young people. And now I can say that the young people understood that Brother Roger did not point towards himself, but like John the Baptist, he pointed towards Christ and towards the communion of the Church. And the young people understand this. And the prayer life continues in the same, with the same intense way. And we were astonished that during last summer there were more young people coming than before.
How many young people do you get on average a week during the summer?
3,000, 4,000, 5,000 each week. And from all the countries and other continents also. Those coming from other continents are prepared by their local churches and they stay for 2 or 3 months in Thésée. But the people from Europe only stay for 1 week. Some do stay another week for having a week of retreat in silence. But for example, from Romania, we have each week 10 buses coming. And most of them are Orthodox, but also Catholics and Protestants.
You are a musician, and I know you've written many of the newer Thésée songs, which are sung throughout the world today. How easy is it for you to write these songs? Do you get a sudden flash of inspiration? And what are the main themes of them?
Oh, we speak together among the brothers. What can be the text? Because it's the words that we want to sing, and it's words from the Psalms, from the Bible, but also from the tradition of the Church. We have to decide the language. We sing in Latin, because this still unites the young people from everywhere. So we have some Latin songs that we sing, but also we sing in different languages. And then we find a melody and a harmony and we start to sing.
Finally, how do you foresee Thésée's future? Are you seeing any change or shift in its activities or its direction or the countries where you'll be involved?
Oh, we still have to go further step by step concerning this question. But the fact that we have smaller youth meetings on other continents, it's something that Brother Roger did. He went to India, to the Philippines, to South Africa, to Latin America. But we want to revive this now, to have youth meetings on the other continents too.
And do you find that these young people who are getting together with people of other religions, it's breaking down their prejudices about somebody who doesn't share the same faith as them?
Oh, it's a long way, you know, but if we can diminish the fears of one another, because these fears are source of misunderstandings and then even hatred and not having peace. If we can tear down the barriers of fear a little bit, then it's a contribution for peace.
Thanks there to Thésée Prior, Brother Alois, who was speaking to my colleague Susie Hodges. Well, for more information on the Thésée community, check out their website. That's Thésée, T-A-I-Z-E, .fr for France.